Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. Got a great message that I preached many, many years ago. I was gray-headed, I was skinny too, entitled Hearing God's Voice. God will speak to you the ways He knows you'll hear Him. And I mean that sincerely. There's a lot of ways He'll speak to you. I want you to call a friend and tell him to turn that television on. Now, I know this was preached many, many years ago, but you know what? The Bible was wrote many, many years ago. And we felt like you needed to hear this. You'll be blessed by it. And I get to see myself a little younger and thinner. Praise God. It's a blessing. But I know the voice of God. And you need to know the voice of God, too. Call a friend. Tell them to turn that television on. They're going to be blessed. Let's go right now to hearing this wonderful message entitled, Hearing God's Voice. Watch.
Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. The Bible said, Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee. Comest thou to me? In other words, I'll paraphrase it. You got to be kidding me. You mean to tell me you want me to baptize you? No, you ought to baptize me. But what did Jesus do in verse 15? And Jesus answering said unto him, Permit it to be so now. The word suffer means to permit. Permit it to be so in the old King James. Permit it to be so now, for thus it becometh us. Notice the word us. To fulfill all righteousness. Or in other words, John, we have a job to do. We have got to fulfill all right standing with God. Notice that. To fulfill all righteousness. The Bible said, then he permitted him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove. I just want to make this announcement. The Holy Ghost is not a bird. You'd be surprised. Some people take that out and say, "That's," and they say, oh, my God, a dove, man. That's the Holy Ghost. No, a dove is a bird. I understand. I even eat them. They're good. Don't look at me weird. Some of you have, too. But see, the Holy Spirit descended as a dove. So the Holy Ghost is not a bird. I want to make that announcement tonight. He descended as or like a dove and lighting upon him. Notice that. Now, I'm dealing with hearing the voice of God. There's seven ways in which God speaks to people. Actually, there are a lot more than seven. But God gave me these seven, and I'm going to deal with these seven. And I'm going to ask you if God's ever spoken to you this way. Doing this message, and I believe you'll be blessed by it. Notice this, descending like a dove and lighting upon him, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. That's one way God speaks to his people, through an audible voice. I mean, God hollering from the throne, Hey, that's my boy. How many of y'all like to have God talk to you like that? Hold your hand up. You like to be walking and you hear him say, James, oh, George, Susie, Melanie, and you say, yes, Lord. How many of y'all love to hear the audible voice of God? Hold your hand up. Physically hear it with your ears. Maybe you already have it. You don't know it. We'll find out in a minute. Now, that's one way God speaks to his people audibly. Now, I like that kind of way. Now, you got to understand something about God. He was so proud of his son, Jesus, that Jehovah forgot himself. He was sitting on the throne and he's just watching, you know. Here he goes, boy. Hallelujah. John, go baptize. But look at John arguing with him. Shut up, John. Just baptize my boy. John said, no, you bet. John, I done put it in the book. You're supposed to baptize him. Like, come on. You can hear Jehovah thinking these things. Come on, man. Because, you know, it's wonderful to see someone baptized. How many of y'all been Catholic at least once? Hold your hand up. All right, hold your hand up. And you go, how many of you have been to a christening? Isn't that beautiful to see that happen? You just sitting there. Now, we have something in Louisiana called Godfather. In fact, it's in our laws. In other words, if someone dies, the godfather, the godparents of that child has more legal right to those children than the grandma or the uncles or the aunts or anything of that nature. That's a law in the state of Louisiana. Your God, that's your godfather. Now, some people have taken that to the point, hey, how you doing? I'm sick. You know? So God, Jehovah, sitting on the throne, saying they're going to baptize my boy in a few minutes as soon as John quit arguing with him. Finally, Jesus said, baptize me, John. So man, John just baptized. What did he baptize him in? Well, first he baptized him in water. Then he baptized him in the name of the Father. That's what he did. Boy, he just put him under. Or some people, it sprinkled heavy. I'm not going to get in a homiletical, hermeneutical, philosophical, doctrinal dispute with you. I'll just tell you this much. Jesus was wet when it was all said and done. Okay? Leave it right there. Glory to God. All right. And God got so excited that he started hollering from the throne. And people heard him, man. He went, hey! That's my boy! Ooh, I gotta watch myself. Whoa, wait, I gotta watch myself. God got so excited, Jehovah the Father, at his son's baptism, just like you do when you see someone baptized, or maybe when you was Catholic and you had your baby christened, you go, whoo, something to see, that God literally started hollering from the throne. Isn't that one? You can astonish God. You can make him holler while the world will hear him talk. So how do you excite him? By obeying his word. Now, that's one way God talks to his people, and people love to hear that. And I've had the Lord speak that to me. I've heard the audible voice of God many times. We're going to get into those things in just a minute. But I want to deal with that. Let's read verse 17 again. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. God has just finished speaking. Notice the next verse in chapter 4. The next thing you hear about is the devil. Did you notice chapter 4? All of a sudden, the devil's on the scene. You know why? Because the devil heard God talk. Notice this. God speaks this, son. The next verse you get was then when Jesus led up in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was after the hunger, and the tempter came to him. Notice this. Immediately when God spoke to his boy, the devil heard that too. The next voice you're going to hear after you hear the voice of God is the voice of Satan. You remember that. Because he comes to stop what the boy said. He wanted God to be unpleased with his son. Think about that. Notice that. That's not just put in there chronologically. That is a reason for that. Now, I want to deal with seven ways in which God speaks to his people. And number one, God speaks through scripture, number one, as you read or as it's revealed to your mind. Now, I want to ask you a question. How many times you've read a scripture and all of a sudden one day you was reading it or someone quoted it and it just leaped off the page or it just exploded out of somebody's mouth and you went, whoa, glory to God, I got that. How many of you have ever experienced that? See, that's one way God speaks to his people. That's why he believes in all of us reading his word or devouring his word, really. So God speaks to his people through scripture as you read or as it's revealed to your mind. And there's been many times I have read verse and verse. I might have read that same verse 14,000 times, it seemed like. And all of a sudden when I read it, that last time, like that brother was just talking, all of a sudden I said, man, God, is that what you say? Yes, that's exactly what he is saying. So God speaks to his speaks through scripture as you read. Now, you know, you got to understand something about me. I love to read the word of God. I thank God that I was educated enough to read. Reading is a phenomenal, beautiful concept to read and be educated through reading. And a lot of times I'll read my Bible on a plane. I either gonna read a Bible, a magazine, or a USA Today, something of that nature. But every once in a while, you know, I'll get my Bible out and start reading. And when I start reading the Bible, I don't read it like this. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was out form and void, and darkness, and the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the water. Dark was on the face of the deep, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. You know, and just reading, blah, 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 blah. You know, just, you know, I'm gonna read 5 chapters a day. Well, hearty, har, har. How many do you remember? How many do you understand? How many is the revelation of knowledge given to you? So that's time when I pick up my Bible, and I had a man sitting right next to me in the middle seat. I happened to be in the window seat, and I just turned it to the book of Genesis because that's my favorite Old Testament book, Genesis. My favorite New Testament book is the book of Ephesians. Oh, I like that book. Glory to God. I see my name all over that book. Hallelujah. And I just enjoy that. But anyway, so I just opened it up. I went to page 1 of the Bible, page 1, and it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was out form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the waters. And God said, let there be light. Actually, he didn't say let there be light. He said in the original Hebrew, light be. And now that was not the sun. You understand? That's not that sun you see burning out there tomorrow morning or whatever. No, no. That was God releasing himself into nothing. And out of nothing, who would he hang something called the earth in you? So God is light, and in whom there's no darkness, no shadow or variable of turning. Think about that. So God releases himself into nothing and out of him, because everything you see, touch, smell, taste, and eat. So he first has to release himself because he is the creator. So I'm sitting on that, and I've read that verse. My God, I don't want to exaggerate, but I don't know how, a bunch of times. thousands. Every time I read the Bible, it seemed like I just always think, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So I'm reading there, and all of a sudden, it just leaps off the page. And I look at the man next to him, and I went, whoa, glory! And he just looked at me. What's the matter? I said, God just created the earth. Look! Now, I didn't mean that to do. It just came out. It was revelation knowledge. It wasn't evolution. It was revelation. He went, whoo. Man, you into this? I said, no, it's into me. He said, you seem excited. I said, yes, I am. I am possessed. I seen the guy, whoa. I am possessed, mister, with a Holy Spirit. Oh, man. It just leaped off the page to me. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was that form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the waters, and God said, and I looked at that word move, and I love it in the Hebrew. It doesn't say move. It means fluttered. Boom, man, he begins to create. And that's how all of you get saved, because the Holy Spirit is fluttering on top of your head. All right, there, that creating factor of that Trinity, it's moving on top of your head. And all that Holy Spirit is waiting for Jehovah to say, light be. My God, when God says, light be, that Holy Ghost goes in you. And you're born again into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Glory. He's fluttering tonight. Waiting to be moved, waiting on command. God couldn't do nothing until he said it. Notice that light couldn't come into existence until he said it, but that Holy Ghost is ready. He said, I'll create a new one anytime God talks. So if you've got a family member that's lost, it's their tough luck. They are related to you. You got the promise of your family down to 1,000 generations, and you can't live that long. My God, that Holy Ghost is fluttering and moving and waiting for a command. And all you got to say, God, all your promises are yea and amen, which means yes and so be it. And God will look at that sinful husband or that uncle, or that grandpa, or that daddy, or that daughter, or that son. And he'll look at him and he'll go, ooh, he'll start breathing. Ooh, and every time he breathes, something comes alive. And he goes, light be. Wham! That Holy Ghost goes in there. That old drunkard comes back full of the Spirit of God. Got the new wine of Jesus Christ in his life. I love that. So how does God speak? He speaks through scriptures. One way, as you read or as it's revealed to your mind. Now, number two, he speaks to your spirit, hearing the voice of God. Here's the second way God speaks to his people. He speaks to your spirit through an inner witness. Now, I want to deal with this for a minute. What do you mean an inner witness? Let me give you a prime example of what happened to me. Years ago, one time I got up and, you know, everything was going so good. It was wonderful. The ministry was doing great. My personal life was doing great. Everything was going fine. To tell you the truth, I thought, man, what a great day. But I got up and I had that heaviness on me, that kind of blah feeling. I don't know how else to speak. Just, you ever been there? Blah. I mean, you're not sick, you know, or anything of that nature in terms of physical symptoms that you can see in your body. But all of it, you just got this heaviness on. You got to blah, blah, just blah. So I got up and I had that feeling, I want to call it. It was kind of inside, just blah. So I began to rebuke the devil. I said, get out of here, devil. I come against thee in Jesus' name. I bind you. The Bible said, if I bind the strong man, then I can enter into his house and take his possession. I bind you, devil, from hell. I said, get out of here. But it got worse and worse. Blah. Blah, just heavier. There's nothing wrong with it. Ministry doing fine. Personal life doing fine. Everything, business life, social life, public life. Everything's going great. Great. But something was happening, and I didn't realize what it was. So I start binding the devil. I mean, I bind for about 35 minutes. I had more knots in that rope than you could shake a stick at, son. I bind. You find the Lord said, Jesse. Then I knew that voice. I said, what? He said, what do you do? You're binding me. I said, I'm binding you. He said, yes, I am using your spirit right now with utterings and groanings that cannot be mentioned. That spirit of God, me inside of you, is using your spirit to make intercession. And there was nothing wrong with me. There was nothing wrong with the ministry. There wasn't a thing wrong at all. But all of a sudden, I had that kind of heaviness feeling. And what happened was, the Holy Spirit was making intercession through my spirit with utterings and groanings that could not be mentioned. And here I am binding God, thinking it's the devil. How many of you have experienced such a thing? Hold your hand up. Not as many as the first. That's good, good. See, God speaks to his people through an inner witness. Sometimes it'll happen to you on a song. You're singing a song, and it ain't cooking. It ain't moving. You know, it's kind of like you trying to get that beat and the whole congregation going. You stop and say, shut down. I'm up here. You out there. Okay. Is that right? Is that how you do it? What I'm saying, God speaks to his people through an inner witness. To your spirit, through an inner witness. See, hey, I'm thinking, the devil's trying to make me feel bad. And what I'm thinking, I automatically begin to bind the devil when it's God making intercession through me, through the personages of the Holy Spirit, with utterings and groanings that cannot be mentioned. In other words, that my intellectual ability cannot understand. I don't know who God was praying for through me. Might have been somebody in China. Could have been that brother in Siberia going over that wasteland. Could have been you. Could have even been for me. But all of a sudden, I felt it lift. And I went, I realized that God was using me, speaking to me, speaking through me for someone else, maybe even me. Hearing the voice of God. Number three, God speaks to your soul or your mind, your will or your emotions. This is usually done through a person. Have you ever had anybody come up to you and say, I'll tell you one thing, bless God. God gave me a word for you. How many of you have ever had that happen to you? God's given me a word to you. Now, this is talking about hearing the voice of God. The first thing your mind goes, and you judge it. Well, let me hear what this man got to say, Jack. See, because sometimes God go beyond your spirit and deal directly with your mind and your soul. Your soul is the mind, the will, and the emotion of man. The reason why God loves the soul, because the soul is where the decision is made to recreate the spirit of who you are, the real you. So watch this now. Number three, he speaks to your soul or your mind, will, and emotions. This is usually done through a person. Immediately, your intellectual ability, you say, well, let me judge this thing to see if it's of God or if it's not. So you say, give it to me. Usually by a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, something of that nature. And immediately you don't go, oh, what's God say? You might get excited. Oh, I'm glad. But boy, you're listening intently. And if there's something just the least bit off, you go, because you're trying to intellectualize this. So number one, he speaks through scripture as you read or as it's revealed to your mind. Number two, he speaks to your spirit through an inner witness. Number three, he speaks to your soul or your mind, your will and emotions. This is usually done through a person. Because notice when a word of knowledge comes, or a word of prophecy comes for you, first thing your mind does, let me check this out and make sure it's right. Well, that's good. And if it's not, we'll just throw it on the shelf and just go on about our business. Well, first thing first, you got to understand, when you're speaking for God, you better be careful what you say. You're handling the holy things. Now, you should not develop your life on a word of knowledge. I have never built my ministry on the gifts, and I move heavily in the gifts of the Spirit. I built my ministry on the Word of God. You understand? See, God does not deal with the spectacular. God deals with the supernatural. Man deals with the spectacular. So the spectacular brings glory to man. The supernatural brings glory to God. Every time there's a miracle, and there's nothing wrong with cameras. You get somebody through a miracle, and they say, get the cameras, get the cameras, get cameras over here. Okay, woman, now watch out. Do something you couldn't do. Woo, isn't that wonderful? Glory, glory. That's great and wonderful. But the problem with that brings glory to man. Jesus didn't deal with that. He dealt with the supernatural. He'd heal people, raise them from the dead. He'd say, see that you tell no man. Or shut up about it. In other words, he said, it's going to get out anyway. And he said, oh, you great miracle worker. And he stopped him. No, it's not me that doeth the works, my Father in me. Why? Because he didn't deal with the spectacular. He dealt with the supernatural.
That's so true, ladies and gentlemen. God doesn't deal with the spectacular. He deals with the supernatural. And why is that? The supernatural brings glory to God and not man. Ask you a question right now. Are you struggling to hear from God? Do you need some spiritual hearing aids? Romans 10, 17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, not by heard, and hearing by the word of God. Go to the word and listen. When you read the word of God, if as you read, You'll first hear your voice reading it, and all of a sudden God's voice will begin to come through the scripture to you. I'm telling you, it will bless you and minister greatly. Because let me tell you something. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. I believe that, and I believe you do too. Remember, you read the word and let that word of God just minister greatly to you. And due to time constraints on television, there are four more ways God speaks that you didn't learn about. Watching this, he speaks in dreams and visions. Through the chain of command, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, he'll speak audibly with your ear. Now watch this. If he can't get your attention with those, he'll use odd things like animals and lower forms of life. Man, a donkey once talked to a prophet because he couldn't. I mean, it's amazing what God will do. But he wants you to hear his voice. Why? Because you need to. You are his child. Kathy's coming right now with some great, glorious moments. Glorious moments is where you send in testimonies and we get to read them. And so many people are so blessed by that. And it's amazing. I appreciate Kathy doing that for me, you know, on the broadcast and things, because, you know, you not only need to hear my voice or Kathy's voice, you need to hear other people's voices. And then you definitely need to hear God's voice. So Kathy, get some good ones. My look, we got a bunch of them, and take it away right now and bless the people. Bless God Almighty and bless me. And guess what? We're going to learn something today. Watch.
Welcome to Glorious Moments. 1 Peter 1:8 in the New Living Translation says, you love him even though you have never seen him. Though you do not see him now, you trust him and rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. I believe that today's testimony will fill your heart with a glorious, inexpressible joy. They wrote, I had the joy of hearing Brother Duplantis and his beautiful wife, Kathy, at a small church in Indiana. If I had to guess, maybe around 200 in attendance. Wisdom speaks if you give it time to testify. There is no way they would profit in money / mammon in coming here. In fact, they gave a great gift to someone while there. They wrote a check out on the spot. The cost of them coming versus the end result, they couldn't even recover the cost of it. But that wasn't why they came. There's a cost far above that of money. The loss of one soul far outweighs that of money. I saw it in their eyes, a compelling testimony in and of itself. Thank you, Brother Jesse and Kathy, for taking the time to speak to the least of us. Last night, I got to witness this yet again, not for financial gain, but for the joy of the Lord. I've traveled more than once to watch you speak. I will do it again, sir, not to gain money, but just to share in the joy. The precepts, principles, and doctrines are all there, but few exercise spreading the joy. A job well done, my friend, if I may call you that. It is better to give than to receive, and last night was just another example of the joy in doing so. You know, Jess and I love reaching people and changing lives with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you've been blessed through our ministry, we want to hear from you. Hopefully, I'll be able to share your story with the world, and many people will be blessed because of it. I want to hear from you. God bless you. Have a fabulous day.
Are you ready to believe the unbelievable, receive the impossible, because it's doable? In my new book, Believe, you will be challenged to believe the uncompromised word of God so that you can receive all that God has for your life.
Yes, it's time to unlock your faith in God's promises and believe the truth of the gospel. For your donation of $5 or more, you can receive your physical copy or digital download of Believe at JDM.org.
It's time to make your faith work.
Yes.
Order your copy today and remember to believe. Our April product offer is this book I love called Wanting a God You Can Talk To. This book is a great companion for today's message. Hello, Jesus. Hi, Jesse. Don't you want to talk to God like that? I do. How do you get this book? Go to JDM.org to get your copy today. It will bless you and minister to you. I wrote that because, you know what, I was christened and confirmed to Catholic boy, and they wouldn't let me talk to God because I only could talk to the priest. But after I got born again, I started talking to God. It is a blessing. Partners, thank you, thank you, thank you for all you do for this ministry. 48 years of full-time preaching and ministering the Word of God and never having a financial deficit. That's a living miracle. That's because of you and me obeying God together to support his kingdom. And this is what we do. Reach people, change lives, one soul at a time. Nothing too small and nothing too big. We got some big projects here going on. Whoo, in the millions. I wish it was a million. Millions, plural. You know what? It costs a lot of money to preach this gospel all over the world. But that's okay. I understand that, you know, people are in business to do that. I'm in business to reach people. I'm in business to touch people's souls into the kingdom of God. So would you send something today and bless God, bless this ministry. 100% of what you give goes into world evangelism. I love to say this. We've been debt-free since 1982. Have no concept of debt whatsoever at all. Isn't that a blessing of God? We read a scripture called Romans that owe no man anything but to love him. We put that to the test, and it worked, and we've been debt-free. Think about that. If you send $100, all of it goes. If you send $100 million, all of it goes. It doesn't make any difference. I'm already taken care of. Kathy's already taken care of. We are blessed. Thank you, partners, for helping us today to reach people. Don't miss next week's show, okay? Chester the Planet saying, I love you. I really do. God bless you. Bye-bye. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My April partner offer is Give God a Job. It's our theme this year. Sometimes you feel blue, you know, and I got blue on, but I like this blue. Look, you need to get this message. Give God a Job. How do I get it? You go to jdm.org and get your copy. It will help you. It'll change your life. You keep God busy, he will keep you busy. Give God a Job. Do it today.
Download the free JDM app with Spanish and English content. You'll have instant access to Jesse and Kathy's anointed messages. Watch our weekly TV program. Hit the Bible tab. Many chapters include media related to what you're reading. Watch live events and chat with others. Download audio messages for on-the-go listening. And giving is available with just a few easy steps. Download the JDM app today.
Do you realize that God wants you to thrive, prosper, and achieve everything he's called you to do? Well, in my book, Suited for Success, I'm going to show you how to be fully equipped with all the essentials that you need to live a victorious and prosperous life. Your victory has already been settled. You can and will accomplish every dream God put in your heart. Suited for Success. Order your copy at jdm.org today.
When you get a bad report, it shakes you up. What are you going to do? But it can only shake your flesh. But if you crucify your flesh so dead, it won't shake. Because you are spirit housing a soul and clothing a body. I want everybody watching all over the world, listen to what I have to say, because this is a world message. How to be certain. People look at me and say, he never changes. You know why? I'm certain.